Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. Make sure you check out the new Minute Maid slushies at McDonald's. Variety of flavors, guys. They are only a dollar, and they are delicious at McDonald's. Let's start with some comments from our Falcons, Mike. And this is something we chopped up yesterday on the show. Everybody's wondering about Sarkisian and the offense. Matter of fact, I want to say I even saw on ESPN. Maybe it was a part of the rundown on SportsCenter talking about how the offense is going to look. Mohamed Sanu did speak about it and says that there will not be many differences when it comes to Sark's offense versus what we've been doing.
It's not many different wrinkles. It's just, you know, a piece of his, you know, system, and he's just adding in, and we're just keeping the ball rolling.
Well, hopefully it's that easy. I mean, honestly, Mike, if this thing goes right, we shouldn't even really see that much of a difference when we talk about from a production standpoint, you know, the way this thing is going to roll. We know the guy on the sidelines will be calling different plays, but I'm saying just from what we see as fans, I think it's going to look very similar to what we saw last year.
Alex Mack talked about the different energy. And this, again, it's not a shot at Kyle Shanahan, but I think Sark's maybe coming in a little more, you know, all right, guys, let's go, a little more positivity. But you know what works. You know the only thing that we could actually bellyache about was at times getting away. We've talked about this all week, getting away from the run game. Cost you in the Super Bowl. Some of that, the Patriots had something to say about it, but that's all I'd maybe be thinking about as a fan. You know what works, the vertical passing game. You've got all sorts of things you can do, crossing patterns, the speed of Julio and Taylor Gabriel.
Sure.
You know, the ability to use both. And again, I think Sark will probably approach it the same way. I still think Free should be the guy getting the lion's share of the carries, but you throw Tevin Coleman in there for the change of pace, and you play to his strengths when the matchup requires it.
Now, we had the best offense in the league. But there is room for improvement. If you don't believe me, listen to Mohamed Sanu say exactly that.
There's definitely room for improvement. You know, I feel like we didn't reach our full potential like we could have last year. What we intend to do this year is just keep growing, keep growing. And you got to start back at square one and keep building.
Where's the room for growth at, Mike? Seriously.
Just more touchdowns from Julio? That's the only thing I could think of. More to Julio in the red zone. That's the only area I would think a fan would say that. I mean, again, we got a nice problem to have. You throw it to Sanu because he gave us about more than I expected, a little bit less than you expected, but certainly he was an impact player. Won games for you at times because Julio, you know, is going to get banged up at one point in the 2017 season. But Taylor Gabriel's a pleasant surprise. We just talked about it, man. Here's another guy I want to see. How about Austin Hooper? Let's see the tight end position develop because Jacob Tammy is gone. Can Hooper develop into a 75-catch guy? Is that even part of this offense? Would he even get that many catches?
Okay, so there is room. Because I hear Mohamed Sanu, and I'm thinking to myself, where is there really room to grow? The running game was solid. You would like to see Coleman stay healthy, right? That's just a part of it. But the health factor and the durability doesn't really play into how the offense can get better. I guess it can if Coleman's on the field more. But there are some areas that we can get better. I still expect us to, and we'll see this camp. I'm going to ask Julio again, can you guys average 30 points a game and see how he responds this year?
That was the funniest one. It's like, what did we ask Julio? Matt said we could score 30.
It was Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan says we can score 30 points a game. That's his opinion. I think Julio was just having some fun with us. But Julio, Snoo. And Taylor Gabriel, we talked about it. And yesterday, we were mentioning, I keep forgetting the guy's name, but we've got this the new dude that we added from Detroit, who's going to be a part of Andre Roberts. Thank you, Arthur. I keep forgetting the guy's name. But the dude that will be more than the human fair catch that was Eric Weems. But he's a guy that also has a speed element, which fits exactly into this game plan. About he could be in there, and if you want to go five wide receivers, set. Imagine that guy out there who's a burner, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch more in the Falcon Report from Mohamed Sanu. I do want you to hear this, though. Every offseason, guys try to do different things to either get themselves in shape or they want to take up a different training regimen. Guess what Keanu Neal is doing? Pilates.
Personally, I do a lot of stuff to strengthen my inner thigh because that's something that, you know, as athletes, we don't do a lot of. You know, it's a lot of outside work and big muscles, but working those small, intricate muscles, it's, you know, it doesn't happen too often. So just doing that and a lot of twisting just to, you know, loosen up my back and things like that because we're constantly running and pounding. So just, I guess, elongating it.
You done Pilates, my man?
I tried it once. It's hard. I mean, it's you know what it is? Pilates for fat guys like me, you, and Jarvis?
I like that.
No, thank you, Mr. Trump. It's basically, you want to do it because it's going to help you with your flexibility, but you're too inflexible to get flexible.
Yes.
It's like jogging for me. I really want to run. It's a great way to lose weight, but I'm too fat to jog. So the knees, it can't take the extra weight.
Because
it'll
hurt.
It's a catch-22.
It is.
So the Pilates, unless, you know, you're going to get a couple of really hot ladies in yoga pants to help stretch me out. That didn't come out, right? To help out with some of the positions. Oh, that didn't come out, right? The point is, Carl, no. How about you? You ever try any Pilates?
To your point. You want me to get in stretching positions that right now I'm unable to do. And if I can't do the stretch now, then how do I expect to get to the point where I can do the stretch unless I keep stretching and I can't do the stretch? So that's part of the issue.
But what's the difference with the – is Pilates just yoga without the – what? Because I've done the hot yoga once, and that was miserable.
Oh, yeah. I can't do the hot yoga. It's too hot.
but again, the idea there is if you're fat, it helps you loosen up, so you're a little more pliable.
Guys, hit us up if you've done Pilates. And this is not a knock. I know there'll be a guy going, I'll never do Pilates. Yeah.
I'm all tough and hard. All I do is lift weights when I was in prison. Okay. There's going to be those guys.
Yeah,
okay.
Calm down.
Yeah, you with a stick with some cinder blocks, and you're pumping out some bench press. Okay, tough guy. But, I mean, some of us try to improve our lives in different ways. In the case of Keanu, is it Keanu Neal or Debo that's doing that?
It's Keanu Neal.
Keanu Neal's going to do the Pilates.
Yeah, man.
As they say down in Noonan, Pilates.
Pilates. Have you done it? And did you find it harder than maybe if you've done a yoga class? Because at one point, every guy has attempted to try it for the right or wrong reasons. The right reasons would be to help yourself. The wrong reasons would be because you see some ladies in class and you want to go in there.
Oh, yeah. And the yoga class as well. But in the case of the yoga, they do one here at Colony Square right outside our window.
Right down there.
Is Wednesday yoga day?
How do you know that, Mike?
Because I brought the binoculars today.
I think they moved it. It's because of you.
What a great angle. It's like let's go to the eye in the sky.
You know? But a lot of folks show up down here. It's outside.
Yeah, including a bunch of dudes, just to your point, to want to be around the ladies.
That's all I'm saying. All right, man, more on the Falcon Report with those guys. NBA playoffs continue. We talked about the Spurs taking a 3-2 lead over the Rockets. It was 110-107 overtime win. Stellar performance defensively by Manu Ginobili, 39 years old. And here's the big kicker, man. The big kicker is the Spurs might be without their best player, yeah. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, when exactly did the ankle injury occur, Arthur, last night? When did Kawhi get banged up?
That's a good question. It was second half, definitely second half, and it had to have been the fourth quarter because he played pretty much the entire fourth quarter until the last couple of sequences. So, but that wasn't the thing that surprised me about the overtime. It was how Greg Popovich blasted Pau Gasol. Oh.
Now, was he supposed to come out and set a pick on that?
Yes, okay. He was.
All right, because Pau Gasol, he got in his face. Yeah.
The play was they wasted 11 seconds with the ball with a chance to win the game,
right.
And they eventually hit the shot, but it was after the buzzer.
Yeah, you didn't get a shot up in time. Listen, that's what you love about Pop. Doesn't matter who you are, how accomplished you are, he's not afraid to get after you. So we'll see where that series goes. Spurs lead 3-2. Tonight it's game 5, Celtics-Wizards from Boston. What do you expect in this one now? Game 5, Wizards-Boston.
I think just like with us, the Paul Millsap saying it was MMA, I think Isaiah Thomas talking about it, and the refs, look, they won't extend these series. That's what the NBA always does. There's time for 7, we'll play 7. Okay, advertisers are accommodated. That's the way it goes. So, yeah, I think Boston wins, and we keep on trucking.
Let's talk about the Bravos, man. Losing streaks up to 5. Astros rock Bartolo Colon. Somebody tweeted at me last night. I don't forget who it was. And they were like, Tukes, what's up with this pitching? Like, what did you expect? I mean, Bartolo should be better. As a matter of fact, I think he hadn't lost at Minute Maid Park. Mm. He was 4-0 going into last night's game. But, Mike, ugly outing for him as his line was 5 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs, 3 home runs allowed.
Yeah, as I said last week, I may have seen the only good Bartolo Colon start against the Padres on the home opener Easter Day. But, he is perhaps not going to – I thought R.A. Dickey wouldn't make it to the All-Star game. I don't know. Maybe Bartolo Colon's future won't last too long here.
Turns 45 next week is what I read, I think.
We knew it was a one-year deal. And, again, when we explain this, I'm not saying we agreed. We thought we could spend our way out of the trouble because Lord knows Liberty has enough money, but they weren't going to do that. So they cried poverty, said, we have to make smart baseball decisions. We're going to blow it up. So they're blowing it up, and this is the result. You get a couple of aging pitchers to eat up the innings. And eventually these young guys will move their way up. I know there's a left-hander at I think Double A, who had has got some good numbers. And a left-hander is what you're going to need in this new ballpark, right? With that short porch and right.
You are, man.
But when do they get here?
That's the question.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.